Broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Healthy Hillary, and I am very psyched because I'm about to introduce a great guest here this morning, Jacqueline Ann Falco. She's a well-known nutrition consultant, author with over 35 years of experience in the Westchester area. She's worked in various settings, including doctor's offices, health clubs, private practice, and she's a certified nutrition and wellness consultant, a certified holistic nutritionist, and certified personal trainer. And right now, the most important thing we need to focus on is health and beyond, and for the teenager. And this is a new book, and let me get it right here. Let's call it the right book. Health and Beyond for the Teenager and for the Teen That Lives Inside Every Adult. How are you today?
I am great, and I'm so grateful to be on your show, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Grateful that you're here, and your daughter?
Yes, Jamie.
Hi.
Jamie's here today, too. And Jackie and Jamie teach teens and preteens how to take responsibility for their own health, and they have a book about it. So let's talk about the book and what inspired you to write a book geared to teens.
Okay, so I've been in the business for a long period of time, and my favorite group of kids are teenagers, preteens, and I decided to come up with a book to teach them about what I call the 12 ways to manage your health. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to make it an easy read, so I wanted to make this process accessible for kids, and I wanted to do what I do one-on-one in my office with my clients, and I wanted to bring it out and try to do it in a workshop form where I would be able to see a large number of kids and help them.
Yes, and what do you help teens with now? I mean, when a parent, you have a private practice.
Yes,
so
I do.
A parent brings their teenager in.
Well, they come in and basically I individualize their program to meet mm-hmm. their specific needs. So we find out about their eating habits, their food preferences, what their dieting goals are, and based on that information, devise a program that's best for them. Mm-hmm. I work with their physicians and, of course, their parents. Mm-hmm. They'll tell me what they're looking for, and we get to the heart of things, and we do it in an easy way. So I try to make things fun, and I teach people how to actually take ownership of their mm-hmm. own health, because as we know, the parent would love to do it, but they can't do it for their child. The mm-hmm. child has to do it for themselves. So we actually get the parent out of the food police position,
yeah.
and the child comes in to see us. And we have a very friendly office. My little puppy's there. Maggie Mae to greet everyone. And
that's a King Charles, right?
Yes.
So it's brand new, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we both have puppies right now.
I love it. Well, she's actually five. I just still consider her a puppy. Oh, she's okay. Puppy-like. And before then, we had, my other little dog, we had a little shit, so it's cute. So the kids come in to see us, and it's not in a clinical setting. It's actually in my home, and mm-hmm. it's kind of warm and inviting, and the kids come in, and we have a few offices there, and we have a little – we've actually, thanks to my husband, made the bottom part of my house our office, and it's, non-threatening. It's just a lot of fun, and we have a little treadmill there. We have some lightweights. I am a personal trainer. And when it's nice out, of course, we actually – as Dr. Romano says, we walk the walk. She's one of the pediatricians that send me refers clients to me.
So are the kids on board when they come in, or are their parents getting them to come in?
Either way, mm-hmm. I tell them just come in and say hi, mm-hmm. and we'll go from there and see if they want to come back. This is not a forced thing. I'm the nutritional tutor that, I sort of wish everybody had. So
yeah.
That's why I did write the book, because our practice is very full. It's not a matter of getting clients. It's just for me to spread the word of good health. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of a more profound idea in mind.
Yeah, I love it. And you have a book about a lot of really practical things. I read, and I'm going to continue reading through, but one of the things that I liked is the snacks that you're talking about. Like, I was looking even for myself. Snack options.
Yes.
100-calorie
sure.
snack options. And I was going to pull this up so that we could talk about it. But, like, things like, if you're out on the go, right?
Yes. Which we all are.
Yeah, we all are.
Our parents are. Everybody's in a rush. And chapter one is about getting prepared mm-hmm. because we can't be successful unless we're actually prepared. So being prepared
yes.
means throwing out our trigger foods. And, I actually navigate the children to be able to go in a supermarket. Mm-hmm. You know, even if they're young, or they'll go with their parents and they'll, you know, go around and pick out healthy foods for themselves. So I take them in my book and I show them what to buy and put into the basket so they're not confused. Mm-hmm. And it makes it really easy because, yeah. You know, diets are very confusing and there's no universal diet for everyone. You know, we all have personal allergies and you know, likes and dislikes. So right. We have to work around that. So we pick out things that we like that are healthy. I will actually, in the workshops, provide mm-hmm. everyone with, you know, they can take a picture of an actual shopping list just to make things easy. And then I really encourage snack draws. So in our own home, and of course in my office, I show them how to create their own snack draws.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that things are, thank you, that are manageable. Mm-hmm. You know, 100-calorie snacks, and I teach them which are good snacks depending upon, again, their likes and dislikes.
Now, so then when you take the teen to the, like, do you meet them at the grocery store with their parents?
I have actually taken people. Mm-hmm. I've asked their parents' permission. I've actually taken them on trips to the supermarket. I kid you not. We have De Chico's down the street, so sometimes I'll actually take them for a walk and actually ask them to pick out a new fruit that they've never tried.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter's really into kiwi now.
Yeah, love it.
It's
love
like a
it.
New thing.
Wonderful.
Like, oh, I
yep.
love this.
Superfood.
Yeah.
And I teach the kids, of course, what are superfoods, but, you know, it's more about, you know, not just knowing what are superfoods, it's actually applying. The book mm-hmm. is about application. So it's not actually a diet. It's to help whatever diet that works with you best, whether yeah. you see me or not. I can certainly design any diet for anyone, and I've done that for years, but it's more or less if they're not applying it. So how to apply it and how to apply it in a mm-hmm. fun, sparkly way, if you will.
So now I think one area that a lot of kids might get into that, what do you call them, trigger foods,
yes.
like lunch.
Sure.
You know, they're at lunch, mm-hmm. they're at school, you know, they all want Doritos, they all want, you know, they all want chips,
sure,
right? They
sure.
all want their...
No, of course.
So what do you
of
do
course.
to work with that?
There has to be a balance, Hillary.
Yeah.
There has to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in a maintenance diet, which means, you know, you're keeping your body at the, you know, about the same amount. So what we want to do is we want to, you know, encourage 85% eating healthy and maybe mm-hmm. 15% having, you know, little extra foods that don't have that much nutrients, because we have to have, you know, no stress in this. Mm-hmm. It's got to be something that's realistic.
Right.
You know, so as long as we're getting all of our nutrients in, then the other things could be a little extra. And if it happens to be something salty you want, you know, it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you wanted the Doritos, but you shouldn't not feel like you can't eat any, we call it junk food or no non-nutritious
right.
food. But, you know, we want to be picky about that. We want to make sure we absolutely love it.
Yes.
So in other words, we just don't eat the wedding cake. We wait until the Viennese hour and we just take little bites of things and say, oh, this is delicious. We have to taste something first to see if it's worth
yeah.
it is what I mean.
So
but
I
that's normal. You know, everybody's going to want a little bit of junk food. So I'll teach them how to do a basic, great diet. And so mm-hmm. they feel confident and great about that. And a little bit of a tasting here and there is fine.
Yeah. Well, that's good okay. because I think that's it, and it's setting them up for success.
Exactly.
You know, this
that's
morning.
Exactly. And doing it in an easy mm-hmm. way. There is no such thing as perfect.
No,
we teach, you know, everybody that, because a lot of people are very off balance. It's either they have a real strict diet and that causes them to like absolutely pig out, you know, 2 weeks later. So it's not going to work.
It
hasn't worked. No.
Right.
No.
We need all, you know, myself yes. personally, I'm on Weight Watchers and.
Great program. Great program.
I like the model of it because
sure.
they talk about in quotes, freedom foods. They
yes.
give you a lot of foods that you can have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they call it freedom foods. Great word. Okay.
Reason.
Sure.
You know, I mean,
sure, sure,
you
sure.
know, they don't want you to eat a whole chicken roaster. But,
right.
you know, they say, you know, chicken, shrimp, zoodles, you know.
Exactly.
So I like make shrimp scampi, but with zoodles
Wonderful.
And shrimp, you know,
Wonderful.
And things
sure.
like that. I had turkey bolognese over squash.
Yes, that's what you,
you
told
know.
Me. I loved
and
it.
And I think those are
great.
All like
sure.
great, you
Wonderful.
Know. Where you don't feel like you're shortchanging yourself,
of
too.
Of course.
So I think
this is not a starvation game.
Yes.
You know, we know we have to keep our blood sugar levels at even keel to be mm-hmm. in a good food and mood mode for the week. Because, you know, the food and the mood is a big connection. So this book is not just about food and shopping for it and mm-hmm. it's being prepared, yes, and taking those snack packs. We didn't mention this. And putting them into your glove compartment, putting it into your pocketbook, having it with you or your backpack.
Mm-hmm.
You always need to have something because sometimes we are not where we're supposed to be. Something happens. Mm-hmm. And if we have food with us, we'll keep our blood sugar levels of an even keel. And that's
yes.
what we want. That's what we're looking for. Then we won't pick out at other times because a lot of kids, unfortunately, are starving themselves.
Mm.
So that could be either, you know, just a learned behavior or it's just a form of actually control I've found. So what we want to do is teach the kids to nourish themselves, start their day off, mm-hmm. of course, with breakfast. Everybody has heard that, but, you know, it improves our concentration in school. and our mood in general, and we want to keep eating every 3 hours to make ourselves feel good, and preferably mostly healthy food. So when we do want to have junk, try to save it, especially towards the end of the day. You know, everybody wants to have a little something here or there, but we don't want anything to affect our blood sugar levels during the day. Because if we do love our sweets, we're going to have it, and then we're going to have a big crash later. We won't be able to concentrate in school. And sometimes we get moody with that. And we already have enough social stuff going on.
Extreme. I've seen extreme.
Extreme. Well, there's a lot of negativity in the air. You know, it's fear-based.
Yeah.
You know, and then that turns into judgment. And people, like, are afraid. They're afraid of a lot of things. They won't even raise their hand in class because people are very judgmental these days. That's just fear-based and negativity. So we want to fight this with a good thing and a positive thing. It's called health management. So Jamie and I are going to walk everybody through, and we're going to go chapter by chapter to make this easy.
And you know what I found? Yeah. With a lot of schools, there's nut allergies now too, right?
Yes. Yes.
So
there's lots of allergies, and they're life-threatening,
and
we have to respect
actually,
them. Yes, we have to respect it, sure.
Good for you.
Of
so
course they
I want to send my daughter off with almond butter or something, or peanut butter
but
or something.
But we have lots of snacks that are not free and safety, and I have them all in my office to show everybody what to bring that's safe for school. And then what we can do is the people who love nuts that are not allergic will have that at home. Mm-hmm. There's things that we can have at home on the weekends, and other things out of respect for other students we will bring to school.
Which is great.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody has something, and everybody's always afraid. I'm the only one that has this. I'm the only one that has a disease. My parents are the only parents that are divorced. My dog is
probably
ill.
Not now, right? Yeah. That's probably.
There's
I think
a lot
it's probably
of stuff
the opposite.
That goes
probably, it's probably more like my parents are the only ones that are married now. I mean, I feel like there's so many kids.
But
that
kids don't know that. They think they are the only one. They are scared. They are filled with fears. But they have to know that they're peers. And Jamie and I, we're here. We're telling them everybody has something. And how do we fight it? It's through eating well.
That's true.
Managing our health, exercising, but not to extremes. Mm-hmm. We want to exercise for our body types. We want to make, kids feel, whatever feels good. If it's dancing, it's fine. It doesn't have to be an aggressive spin. Or if you need to sweat, I have no problems with that. Go get your sweat on. Wonderful.
Right.
If that works for you, great. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be fearful that you're not going to be the best in the class. And you're not, up to snuff competing with everybody. It could be just a walk is fine. Mm-hmm. Just take your, 5 songs. All you have to do is listen to 5 of your favorite songs. Or if it's not nice out, dance to your 5. You talk to Alexa, my favorite little new gadget. Tell her to play your favorite song. Jamie laughs because I love Alexa. Because I'll ask, the child, what's your favorite song? And they're like, well, I don't know. I'm like, come on. And then they'll tell me, and then we'll just play it. And then we'll either go on the treadmill, or we're going to do some exercising. Or I tell them in their room, they can just dance. Mm-hmm. And when it gets nice out, we take a walk in the park. I have a track in the back of our house, conveniently.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
It's great because I'm not going to lecture anybody. I'm going to guide you through the guides to eating out. What am I going to do before I go out? Well, I'm going to tell you now you have access to a menu, you lucky kids, because now they can figure out before. They can either welcome to text me as well, or they say, I figured this out on the menu. How does this look? I said, sounds great. Plan it out before you go. Mm-hmm. Eat before you go to that party because you're not going to be served until really, really late. And be more social. Be concerned about the social stuff. Eat so your blood sugar is on an even keel. You're in a good mood. You come to the party with a smile on your face.
Right.
Loving your outfit. For adults, I say keep the lipstick on your lips. Let's go to the party and let's just party, not look for where the food is because you're hangry.
Right.
Okay. So, you know how things go.
Yes.
It could be a bar mitzvah. It could be a wedding. And, you're waiting to be seated and served and it's not for hours later. And everybody's got a headache and everybody's in a bad mood and everybody pigs out and says, oh, I was just on a diet. What happened?
So, I do that with my
I have adult clients as well. They're in my, we can't, shout out to them. I mean, I see kids from, I have people from 8 to 88.
Yeah.
I have an 88-year-old.
Do you really?
Isn't that wonderful?
That's amazing.
Yes. She came to me. And actually, I went back into her childhood. So if you're wondering where this teenager stuff comes, I am the nutritional tutor that I always wish I had. So I'm self-created. And the dream of the book and the workshops really came to me. When I meditate and when I try to go to sleep at night and it just keeps popping in my head. So I am meant to do this and this is, my passion. This is my purpose in life and we are devoted to teaching one team at a time and that's – and my daughter has – by some miracle, I don't want to cry. She's joined my practice and I needed her help and she's helped me
that's so awesome.
So much.
And Jamie's in the studio right now and kind of listening to this. The first time her mom's been on the radio in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Thank you for making me feel comfortable. Thank you over there.
But it's nice to, you know, I believe that, like, for me, like, spiritually, God gives us our gifts to do his purposes through us in our lives. And I believe that he's, you know, given you this gift to help others.
You certainly walk the walk, Hillary.
And you've got a daughter that's on board with you, which is really
great.
Don't
forget my son. My son is a personal trainer, and he helped me for years with my
That's clients. So nice. Yes. So what's his name?
Yeah, Stephen. Shout out to Stephen James.
Stephen James.
I love you, yes.
Anybody that needs some personal training?
Stephen James.
Stephen James. And he's where is he? Larchmont?
No, he's now – he moved to Florida. Thank you. Yes, he still does it. He still coaches people. We call him the coach.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. So, so he's all grown up now.
So do you – now let's talk about the other issue here.
Sure.
When kids come in and they're not eating.
Happens often. Mm-hmm. But it's more of the mind and the body connection, which is real. And so, believe it or not, you know, things that are happening in our minds affect our bodies. And so we either create disease or we keep things dormant in our system. So I've seen it. I started off, I have a clinical dietetics degree that I'm very proud of, you know, from approved by American Dietetics Association. And I did work for doctors for years. Scarsdale Nutritionist was the name. And I did treatment. So people had diabetes, people had heart disease, I would treat them through diet. And what I found was that, you know, they would listen because the doctor, they were scared and the doctor's presence, you know, got them very nervous. And I put them on a very strict diet because that's what I was instructed to do. And they did very well. But I noticed that soon after, you know, they kind of went back into their regular eating habits. So I sort of asked the doctors, can I kind of, you know, modify this diet to make it realistic? You know, we were talking about before the 85-15. There is no such thing as perfect. If you're too strict, it doesn't work. And soon after that, my doctor was – he was so smart, and he was one of the first doctors that had a nutritionist in a health club because the health clubs were not always around as much as they are now. So I was one of the first nutritionists in a health club. So I was at the Body Sculptors maybe 20 years ago at least. And it was the first opportunity I had for preventative care and for the love of exercise that I had. So I did a lot of studying in sports nutrition, and I loved the connection. So at that point, I saw – what a difference food made in someone's strength and endurance. So I have a lot of experience with that. And, of course, I was the queen of weight loss, I have to say. I mean, people would come to say to me, well, what happened to you? You know, go to see Jack. You know, we had a lot of fun in the Body Sculptors because we had really, really energetic high-end instructors there, and they were wonderful. And soon after that, I was very pregnant, and I just really couldn't handle the volume of clients that I had. It was very, very noisy, and I did go off into private practice, and my clients followed me, and, you know, I've never advertised before. One person just tells the other, sort of like a hairdresser. And then, you know, I did a lot of the weight loss, and then a lot of my clients asked me if I would see their children, and I said, well, you know, I guess so, it's fine. And they would come to see me, and then I really saw what a difference seeing somebody at a young age made, because, you know, they catch on, like you teach them a language, like if you would teach them something young, they just caught on. And what had happened was, you know, just the years just keep flying by, and I work a lot, so, you know, I work on the weekends, and, you know, just it's part of my life.
Yes.
And it's always has been. It's my purpose in life. So it's just, you know, to me, it's not working. It's just, you know, I just have fun with the kids that come, and my husband built me an office downstairs. My brother has been so kind. Oh, I do have to tell you about the workshop, though. Do we still have time?
Yes, we have to talk about the workshop. We have
Don't forget.
Arch Street. Oh, do you want to talk about the one in Arch Street?
Oh, sure.
In Greenwich,
well, the first one I'm going to do is for the Larchmont. We have to shout out to Larchmont. We're going to do the Girl Scouts of America in Larchmont, and then we're going to move on to Mamaroneck, and we're going to do the I already have a date, March 3rd, for Mamaroneck Legion. So that's the American Legion. Then after that, we're going to do Arch Street. We are working on that. Thanks to my friend, my dear friend Kiara. She just helps me with everything, and she's also a big donator. Meaning that these workshops that I'm planning on doing, and there's more, there's Westchester Jewish Day, I have a lot of them planned. So, you know, I can't wait to get to that stage. We're just waiting for my book to come, and it's coming very soon this week, and it's going to be on Amazon.
And let's talk about this book again.
Sure,
because
sure,
people
sure.
are going to want to go out and get a copy. Health and Beyond, and this is
for the teenager and for the teen that lives inside every adult. And I did change the name last minute because there is no reason why that adult shouldn't read this, and they should read it also to guide their children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
well, and
the
I like
idea.
I can relate to the you know, the teenager that lives inside every adult is the one that wants the M&Ms at, you know, 4 o'clock instead of the bag of sunflower.
Well, they didn't
right?
have a nutritional tutor yeah. either. Mm-hmm. No one has learned this.
Yes.
So nobody's expected to know any of this. So what had happened was a lot of the kids that I have seen, because, you know, I'm 56. I'm ready to go in semi-retirement. I feel like I'm 32 at my daughter's age, but I keep bumping into my clients who have mm-hmm. seen me when they were kids. And I always believe there's no such thing as a coincidence, as I'm sure you believe in.
Yes.
And they tell me I never forgot a thing you said. So what did I say? I mean, I'll bump into him at Trader mm-hmm. Joe's. I still walk 20 minutes a day because you said it brings, you know, out endorphins, and I'm always in a good mood, and I've never stopped. I was like, wow. I still put the, you know, salad dressing on the side and dip my fork in there so I don't have so many calories, and I still get one slice of pizza, not five, and I, you know, I dip my napkin on top of it to, you know, get rid of the grease because you said it's not made from part skim milk cheese.
What's that tip? I like that tip.
Because everybody wants pizza. I mean, you can't just take pizza away from everybody. You have to make this
pizza
realistic.
Has to stay.
Of course.
I have one piece of pizza, but you know what? On Weight Watchers, it's 13 points.
It's worth
so
every
bite.
So I
have to find the one that I have to learn.
You have to go to Sal's because it's worth every bite. You know, you go to yes. your favorite. I don't know what you have in Greenwich here, but you have to go to your favorite place. Mm-hmm. You have your slice.
I like Costco pizza.
Fine. You go to Costco. You put your little napkin in, you know, your little tissue, your napkin. You soak up the grease, and then you eat it nice and slow because Jamie and I both know that it takes 20 minutes to be full, and we teach. Jamie's big on the behavioral stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And because there's behaviors and moods attached to food. It's not just about the food. But getting back to what you asked
yes.
me, slice of pizza and accompanied by a salad. Because you can't just have one. You know, that's one of the biggest trigger foods is pizza.
Yes.
So as long as you know you can have one slice and you have a big salad with that and you wait your 20 minutes, you'll be fine. But if you can't, you know, because the pizza you could fold and you have it in 5 minutes. You know, pizza is one of the biggest pig out items, you know that.
Yes.
Because people can have one and two, you know, you're down to 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and all of a sudden you're like so overly full.
And there's no Pizza Hut here.
Right,
I mean,
right,
we
right.
grew up where there was a Pizza Hut,
mm-hmm.
I mean, which is probably the worst thing.
Oh, Pizza Hut, that's my son's favorite.
There is one around here.
He loved it. No, they're upstate. He loves them.
Wait, there was one near you guys out there somewhere in New Rochelle,
oh.
I think.
Well, we're in
Larchmont,
Mamaroneck, right.
Yeah,
so, no. But
so,
in any case, you're always going to have your favorite go-tos where you're going to go, and you need to work around it. You
yes.
have to be realistic with this. So I wrote the book, and what has happened is we're planning all these workshops, and at the workshops, you know, I have an artist who's a dear friend of mine, and she came and she brought her daughter to come to see me, Mallory, and she's in one of the testimonials mm-hmm. in the book. Because I actually have testimonials from the clients who wanted to participate,
mm-hmm.
and I do have professional testimonials from some of the greatest doctors around, including Mark Eisenberg. His new book just came out. He wrote a book with an associate of his, Chris, and they wrote a book, Am I Dying? And it just came out. And
wow.
It's fabulous. He's a cardiologist in Columbia.
I'll have to talk to him.
A wonderful person,
yeah.
And he was more than willing to write a testimonial for my book. Dr. Romano, who is mm-hmm. absolutely the best pediatric endocrinologist, she is devoted to her clients. She does everything with love like I do. So, you know,
you're also a fairy. You're called the nutritional fairy or something like that, or what?
I was called the food fairy.
The food
it
fairy.
Was made up by some of my clients, my little ones. You know,
that's nice.
They came in, they actually brought me little fairies, and they say, "You're my food fairy." I'm like, "I am." So my girlfriend she's fun, and she told me that she saw my book before it was even done, and she said it was called the food fairy. I said, what are you talking about, the food fairy? And she just actually had a vision and she saw this. She did my makeup and I said, what are you talking about? I barely knew her. And she says, oh, I see the book. It's called the food fairy.
Well, it should be a children's book.
And too. So we wanted to make it in a fun, whimsical way that you can mm-hmm. learn nutrition. You can navigate. You can tell your parents that I'm large and in charge and I can do this on my own because, you mm-hmm. know, the parents can't enable the child and they can't control a person's food. The child has to learn themselves. So now we have a book to teach them how to do this and the parents can follow along at home and they can read the book themselves, stay in their own lane, mm-hmm. do their thing, and let their children learn.
I
so
love
I'm
it.
A nutritional tutor with my daughter mm-hmm. in our home. We have a private practice, and that's fun. And then we're also going to devote, with my husband, who's been, Jimmy, who's been so helpful, we are going to, because it's a lot of stuff I'm bringing. It's very colorful. Mm-hmm. Okay, Karen used it an incredible job. Colorful posters. And we have, my friends will volunteer, and they will do readings, and they will do demonstrations. And the kids are going to come, and they're going to get a pen, and they're going to be instructed to just write tips and tricks that they learn, something fun. I do it carnival style. When
That's
my kids
great.
Were little, I gave them carnivals when they were little.
Oh, really?
And so I asked
sweet.
All my girlfriends, and my brother came, and we were, you know, my brother did the basketball hoop with the kids, mm-hmm. and people were doing tattoos, and they, you know what the kids always liked, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. This is going to be in a carnival fashion representing every chapter, so the kids come in, and their parents are welcome, too. So you can either mm-hmm. drop off your teen, whichever is more comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can bring your tween, and they're going to go through all different stations, and I have music attached to every single
chapter.
How
about chapter. Your 7-year-old?
Bring your little baby, sure. Anybody's welcome.
Anybody's welcome.
I do have donors for the books. I'm sorry to interrupt you,
yes,
but
okay.
that's an important piece, mm-hmm. because I actually have generous donors, mm-hmm. including the Rotary Group and my girlfriend Kiera Lynch. They're from Costcop, just mm-hmm. so you know. They've bought a lot of books, and my husband has for each workshop I have so far.
That's
so
awesome.
So in other words, you get it doesn't matter. You can come in, and there's no cost to come in, and we have a fun workshop. Jamie and I are just going to entertain everybody, teach everybody in a fun way, and everybody's going to get a book after as a gift.
And what's that date again?
We have lots of them. So
the one coming up in Greenwich, for the people in Greenwich?
Okay, we're working on that one. I don't have an exact
okay.
date. So February is going to be Girl Scouts of America during okay. their school vacation. March 3rd is Mamaroneck.
Mm-hmm.
I will have everything on our website. Jamie has created an Instagram for us. So it's health and beyond_. And so I
health
want everybody to follow
underscore.
Us, and you will find out about every workshop and all the great stuff that we're working on. And one shout out is to my Elise Silvestri and Elizabeth Tong. I have to do this because mm-hmm. I
one more minute
love you guys, thank you for yes. making my words
shout
fun.
Out to Elise Silvestri,
love you
yes
very much,
thank you for coming on the Healthy
you,
Hillary
too.
Show. This is I've been having talking to Jacqueline Ann Falco, and let's all get out and get her new book.
Thank you so
and you've
much
you've been
for
listening
having
to
show.
Her on the Healthy Hillary Show on 1490 WGCH. Thank you.
You're listening to the Voice of Greenwich, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Trout. GOP operative and President Trump ally Roger Stone is scheduled in an arraignment in Washington later this morning, where he is expected to plead not guilty to offenses that he lied to Congress, among